The summit in Singapore is over. President Donald Trump said he was pleased with its outcome at his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. But as the photo ops disappear from the television screen, the question is, aside from the face-to-face meeting, how significant is this latest foray into international affairs? Tehan Nam is an associate professor in the political science department at Salisbury University. What is your own reaction or assessment of the summit?
Borrowing expression from our president, Donald Trump, tremendous success given the fact that the two met and shook their hands and had a face-to-face conversation. And I'd like to emphasize that, well, that was a really amazing success given the oldest history of animosity and rivalry.
Do you think there was something of substance that came out of this, or was it just more optics?
It was a very important optic, of course, but some people criticize that there are not a lot of really concrete, detailed substances. But I'm not really so sure that's a fair assessment, given that President repeatedly mentioned that it would be first step toward a long process, and they emphasized that they have a really strong commitment to the security and peace and denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Some people have noted that in the statement, the communique, there was no reference to either verification or irreversible when it came to denuclearization. What significance do you think we should take on that?
A lot of people, including myself, we were not really so sure that North Korea will really completely abandon its nuclear arsenal, which have been the key components of its own survival and the political influence. And if we go back to the whole history, it is really clear that the nuclear weapon of North Korea have put Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, this spot right there in Singapore with face-to-face with the Donald Trump. From what I heard from North Korea or South Korea news report was that North Korea was really willing to agree to this idea of a complete and verifiable denuclearization, but they were really adamant about this irreversible part because, of course, that is not only humiliating to North Koreans, but also from the security perspective, there is a question about what we as the United States can give to the North Korea. Can we give really a guarantee? Can we really give a complete, verifiable, irreversible guarantee of a peace to North Korea? And I'm not really so sure we can do that. We want them to make a really permanent, irreversible move while we are in a situation where we can reverse our rhetoric, where we can change our policies really easily.
Now, you're South Korean. What kind of reaction are you reading from the South Koreans, both obviously the leadership, but also South Koreans in general? It looked as if at one point Kim Jong-un had become a bit of a celebrity with cameras following him around and so on. What's your assessment of the South Korean reaction to all of this?
South Koreans are really excited just to see the two leaders who used to exchange the very aggressive rhetorics and putting the entire peninsula into really a brink of a war. Let's not forget just 6 months ago, but to see them shaking their hands, sitting and signing documents together, all that has been really an assuring sign, and it's really a sign of stability.
Finally, what do you make of what this means in terms of Kim Jong-un? I mean, he seems to be meeting with a lot of folks, the Chinese. It's expected he may meet with Vladimir Putin and of Russia. He seems to have burst out on the international stage.
Kim Jong-un is completely different. He studied in Switzerland. He is known to have this strong desire to develop the country, turn the country around. So all this indicates that he's a completely different leader. I think that's a hopeful sign, especially given that he's really young, he's only 30. So hopefully his openness to this the rest of the world will guide the country out of the economic political isolation.
Tehan Nam is an associate professor in the political science department at Salisbury University. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.